One of the questions that we are often asked in the summer months is with regard to entering or visiting historical churches when one is on vacation. So this is a question that I'm asked many, many times a year, but certainly in the summer, when many of the members of our community go on vacations, this question comes up all the time. So the Shach in Yerideya, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Siman Kuf Mem Tes, the Shach quotes a passage from the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, where the Rambam writes, Yodeh lecha, you know, says the Rambam, Shekol ir shal uma sheyiyeh lehem ba. Any city that has in it a base tefila shehu base akum, says the Rambam, any city that has a house of worship in it from one of the Ovdei Kochavim, below Suffolk, says the Rambam, it is undoubtedly true that Osa Ha'ir Aser La'avur Ba Bikavana. You're not allowed to travel to that city, Bikavana, says the Rambam, to go and spend time in a city that is built around a base of a desire. Bekol Shekein She'aser La'adurba, says the Rambam, certainly you shouldn't live there. Now, this presents a big challenge in our cities because there are houses of worship in every single city that we are familiar with. And then the Rambam says, Vim Ha'ir Dinakein, this is the important line. If this is the halacha with regard to the city, that we should try to stay away from such locations, from such cities, kal v'chomer din beis avodah zarah atzmo, certainly says the Rambam, when you talk about the house of worship itself, the church, there says the Rambam, aser lanu kimat l'roso v'kol shekein lihikanez bo, says the Rambam, you're certainly not allowed to walk into it, and the Rambam says you should try your best not even to be interested in seeing it, and that is the instruction that the Rambam gives, that the Shach quotes the halacha. Now the problem with this Rambam is that he doesn't really explain to us what exactly is the nature of this prohibition. Why am I not allowed to go into a church just to look around? I'm not really going to pray in there. I'm certainly not showing that I believe in their God. So what exactly is the problem with my going inside of a church if I'm going just for historical purposes, just because I want to see the paintings or I want to see what's happening in there and I want to understand better the course of history based on my tour? So this is a major question, and there are three basic ways to look at this. Number one, one could argue that, as we know, Avodah Zarah is not only usur to serve, but it is also considered to be Isuri Hana. You're not allowed to get Hana from Avodah Zarah either. And therefore, one might argue, as we'll see in a couple of minutes, one might argue that by going into a church simply to enjoy all of the paintings or all of the beautiful artistry that is made up in this church might be a violation of Isuri Hana. After all, I pay money to go inside. I'm interested in having the tour. I want very much to enjoy whatever it is that I see in there, and therefore that might be a prohibition of Isuri Hana. Secondly, one might argue that you're not allowed to go in because you are showing respect, you are showing deference to whatever it is that you're entering right now. And this is not something that a Jew should be showing respect toward. After all, the Torah says, Al tifnu el ha'elilim. You're not allowed to show an interest in any other religion. And therefore, my father has quoted many times in the name of Rav Soloveitchik that when they had the funeral for JFK and it was inside of a chapel, it was inside of a church, as is very often the custom by the Christians. So that was something that Rav Soloveitchik came out very strongly, that his Talmidim, he felt, were not even allowed to watch the funeral proceedings. Even though nobody was really interested in watching because it was in a church, had it been in an auditorium, I think people would have wanted to watch also, simply because they wanted to give respect to the president who was killed. They wanted to identify with the tragedy that was going on at the time. But Rav Soloveitchik said that out of a different viewpoint, you're not allowed to participate, even on TV, he said, because that is considered to be a violation of Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim. You're not allowed to show an interest in anything that goes on inside of their houses of worship, which is a big chiddush. I think that's a big chiddush to say that it translates to TV and you're not even allowed to watch, even when the reason why I'm watching has nothing at all to do with the fact that it's a church. So this is a big chiddush that I remember my father quoted recently as well, when they have the royal weddings in London, in England, and they have, obviously, the main ceremony is inside of a church, and it's a very beautiful-looking church, from what I understand, and there's a lot of things that go on in there that are probably of interest to all of us, and Rav Soloveitchik would say on something like that, that that would also be a violation of Al Tifnu El Ha'elidim. So we have a Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Asur La'adam, a person is not allowed to go to a city when it's their Yom Edom, when it is their day of worship. So today, we're not such religious people. But if you have a city where the whole city takes very seriously whatever the day of worship is, says the Gemara, you're not allowed to go into that city on the day of their big celebration, on their big day of worship. Why not? The Gemara doesn't explain why. So Rashi says very simply, Mipnei HaChashad. Rashi says because we have an overarching principle by many laws in the Torah, which is Chashad, that people are going to see that you're doing something that seems very unusual, very strange, and therefore Rashi says you have to be careful that someone is going to think that you are going into the city to join the celebration to their religion, that you're going in to bow down or to worship whatever religion it is that they worship. And the Ritva explains on that Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah that this is to be looked at as an extension of Abuzayu to Avodah Zarah. The same way you're not allowed to actually serve Avodah Zarah, we extend that principle and we say there are also other things that you do that seem to be somewhat connected to serving Avodah Zarah as well. And therefore says the Ritva that you have to be very careful not to get near it because of Chashad. But based on this understanding, the Ritva then introduces us to a very important Chiddush. The Ritva says, this is only the case where you have a church that the only purpose that you use that building is to serve the Avodah Zarah. However, says the Ritva, let's say it's a multi-purpose room, and it happens to be in this building, there is also a church, but there is also, that's where we have voting, that's where we take regents, that's where they have exams that take place, that's where all kinds of other things happen. And it's not necessarily true that anybody who walks into that building or anybody who seems to be going toward there is really going to be accused of participating in this religion, says the Ritva. If there is a chatzer ladun, if that's where the local officials gather to have their meetings, or that's where they gather to have some kind of court case that has to do with our community, with our town, says the Ritva, there's nothing wrong with me as a Jew going and entering the building. After all, if it's only because of Chashad, and everybody knows that today is election day, or everybody knows that today is the day when we have a local communal meeting with the police department, or whatever it is, and it happens to be in that building, nobody's going to be choshed that you're going in for any other purpose other than that. And therefore, says the Ritva, because he understands, like Rashi, that this is all based on the prohibition of Chashad, therefore he says we can knock out half of the cases, which often happens. Sometimes you have to go. I remember when I lived in Washington Heights, in order to sign up for some kind of insurance agency, you had to go in the downstairs of a church through the back door in order to sign up for whatever it was. In order to get services for people's children, sometimes you need to go to the office in the church. So this is a major question that comes up all the time. Am I allowed to go in or perhaps not? And the Ritva here says, being that the whole reason of concern here is only because of Chashad, obviously we know a religious Jew is not going in to serve Avodah Zarah, but those who look at you know that you're not going in for that purpose. They know it's only Mipnei HaChashad, and in this case there's nothing to worry about, says the Ritva. That would be entirely permissible. However, this is not agreed upon by all the Rishonim. The Rashba goes to the opposite extreme. And the Rashba, as quoted in the Beis Yosef and Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Tur quotes the Rashba, where he says that yes, I agree this is Mipnei HaChashad, but says the Rashba, this is a Chashad, it's not like any other place where somebody might suspect that maybe you're violating some kind of Avera. Here somebody's going to suspect that you're violating a very serious Avera. Somebody who sees you walking toward the church and entering is going to assume that you're violating the Isser of Avodah Zarah, and therefore says the Rashba, maybe even, this is the Lashon HaRashba, Afilu, Efshar da'afilu al iske rabim, says the Rashba, it could be, even if you're going in for the local meeting, because you are one of the local elected officials and you need to be there. Or, says the Rashba, afilu al pikuach nefesh, even if you're afraid for your own life and you think the only way to save your life is by going into the church, says the Rashba, efshar, it's possible that asur likanes l'sham. It might be that you're not even allowed to go in for that purpose. Now that sounds very strange. How can that be? So the Rashba proves it. We have a Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah where the Gemara says, let's say there's a fountain. There's a big Avodah Zarah, a big idol. Right in front of the Avodah Zarah, there's a big fountain that sprays out water right in front of it. Ask the Gemara, am I allowed to go? It's a very hot summer day and I want to get a drink. I'm about to dehydrate. Am I allowed to go up to that fountain, bend down onto the ground, and have a drink of water from the fountain that is right in front of the Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara, absolutely not, and many Rishonim assume it means even if you're going to die as a result of not doing that. Why? Says the Gemara, nira kimishtachav el Avodah Zarah. After all, this is situated right in front of the Avodah Zarah, and that is done purposefully. That's not a mistake. They do it in order that every person that bends down to get a drink will inadvertently be bowing down to their idol. So says the Gemara, you're not allowed to do it. Even though we know you're a religious Jew, you're not really trying to bow down to an Avodah Zarah, but since it looks like you are, Therefore, writes the Gemara, even mishum pikuach nefesh, you would be obligated to be willing to give up your life as not to do such a thing. Says the Rashba, don't you see that when I'm certainly not serving Avodah Zarah, I'm just bending down to get a cup of water. And yet, the Gemara says, if it looks like I am, you're not allowed to do it, even if my life is on the line, writes the Rashba. That means, we learn from there that chashad applies by a base of Avodah Zarah, even when it's my life on the line. That's the argument of the Rashba, and that is a very extreme position. And the Rush mitigates that a little, and he says, I don't think that that is correct. And the Rush writes, unfortunately, in his day, the Rush lived in Europe, and the Rush writes that there were many pogroms at the time, and there were many times that the Jewish community's lives were at stake, and they were nervous. And he said that there was a law that if you somehow ended up in a church, I don't know where this law was true, but he says that there was some kind of understanding that if you ended up in a church, what's it called? Amnesty, I guess? You are given, granted amnesty, that nobody would be allowed to kill you if you were found inside of a church. What?
Sanctuary.
If you're in the sanctuary?
No.
Oh, it's called sanctuary. Okay.
It goes back to the Greeks.
Oh, okay. So the Rush writes that in his day,
in Greek literature, if somebody was in one of their temples, mm-hmm. they could not be killed.
So we have the same kind of concept that the Gemara says, that me'im mizbechi tikachenu lamus. You're not allowed to take someone from the mizbech. So this is a concept that seemingly applies by other religions as well. And the rule was, writes the Rush, that if somebody figured out how to get themselves inside of a church, even if they were a Jew and there was a local pogrom and they wanted to kill all the Jews, your life would not be taken away. Says the Rush, of course you should run into the church. Save your life. You're not going in to serve the Avodah Zarah. And the Rush says, if the whole issue is only with Pnei HaChashad, we have nothing at all to be concerned of. So this is a major discussion amongst the Rishonim. How far do we push the limits of Chashad? Do we assume that since this is only Mipnei HaChashad, therefore we have every right to go into a church if it's for other purposes? For example, you need something that the church offers, a service that we need to sign our children up for daycare or whatever it might be, for some kind of insurance policy, and the office happens to be in the downstairs of a church. Are you allowed to go in? Well, writes the Ritva, there's no Chashad there. Everybody knows that there's an election today, everybody knows you have to sign up for a service there, no problem at all. The Rashba goes to the other extreme and he says, absolutely not, even mishum pikuach nefesh. One is never allowed to violate anything that looks like Avodah Zarah, even though it's clear that you're not doing it for that purpose, but because we're at such a high stake, it looks like you're violating the Avera of Avodah Zarah, therefore, says the Rashba, you have to go to the extreme, and you wouldn't be allowed to do so even if your life is on the line. The Rush and other Rishonim say that that is a little bit too extreme, and we should not accept that. So many Achronim say, whatever you're going to argue here, the limits of Chashad or not, everybody's going to agree that if you're doing it simply for the purpose of your own personal leisure, you're going on a trip in the summer, and you're going to visit wherever it might be, and now you want to go into the Sistine Chapel just because you want to see what it looks like, all the beautiful art that's there, everybody would agree that that's something that would not be permissible. Why? Because there's no real reason to go. The only reason that the Rishonim are arguing here is because you want to go in because of Pikuach Nefesh, you want to go in because there's some other service that they're offering there, but over here where you're going in just to get pleasure from what the base of Avodah Zarah offers, that's where Soloveitchik and others argue that that would be a violation of Al Tifnu El Ha'alilim. You're showing that you have an interest in another religion. Why are you interested in going to visit their churches? Why are you paying money to go inside and visit? Why do you want to see what's happening inside of there? That should be of no interest to you at all. As the Torah says, Al Tifnu El Ha'alilim, we should never show an interest in any other religion, in any other God. And that is issue number one. Number two, says Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in the Igros Moshe Yerodeya Chela Gimel, that one also has to be concerned. All of this discussion, argues Rav Moshe, it's not clear whether or not Rav Moshe is 100% correct here, but Rav Moshe himself argues that perhaps when all the Rishonim talk about Chashad, that's only regarding when you're going to the perimeter of a base Avodah Zarah. But to actually go inside, says Rav Moshe, and to participate in something that's happening inside of the church, inside of the base Avodah Zarah, says Rav Moshe, that's not just Mepnei HaChashad, that's Isuri Hana. You're going inside to see the paintings, you're going inside to see the beautiful work of art that this church actually was constructed with. That would be a real violation of Isuri Hana, not simply limited to Chashad, that would be a much bigger violation of Isuri Hana Mamish. So Rabbi Avadia has a beautiful tshuva, where he writes when he was the chief rabbi in Cairo, I think that's in Egypt, so he's, what?
Cairo,
thank you. So he says when he was there, so there was some diplomat who passed away, he doesn't identify exactly who it was, and he said they were having a tekes, they were having some ceremony inside of the local religious institution, And they wanted him as the chief rabbi of the city to participate, not because there was any religious significance, but certainly that was where many of the local big gatherings took place, and this was considered an official state gathering. And Rabbi Avadia said he was very torn. He wasn't sure exactly what he should respond. On the one hand, said Rabbi Avadia, if I'm just going to ignore the invitation and give them an excuse and say, I wasn't able to make it, I'm a religious Jew, and I'm not able to go into your house of worship, who knows where that's going to lead? Maybe there's a consideration of Mishum Eva. Maybe we have to be worried about that. On the other hand, said Rabbi Avadia, there are some Rishonim that say, even when it's Pikuach Nefesh on the line, you also have to be Machmir there. And that is quoted by the Tur from the Rashba, that you have to be concerned even in such a situation not to get involved. So he said he was very nervous. In the end, he said he made the decision that he was not going to go. He was honest with them about why he felt uncomfortable going, and they were totally understanding of it. And everybody was okay. But Rabbi Avadia says, to go on your own, because you have chosen to go on a trip, to go on a tour of a institution that represents another religion, that, says Rabbi Avadia, would for sure be off limits. My only suffix was because I was a representative of the Jewish community, I'm paid by the Jewish community, I'm paid by the government to do this job. However, he said, for a local citizen, for a regular person to go and elect to be involved in such an activity, he said, he thinks would be something that we would not encourage, and we would say is probably along the lines of these prohibitions of Mepnei HaChashad, or perhaps, like Rav Moshe says as well, a prohibition of the Isuri Hana that applies by Avodas Kochavim.